Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight. The conversation in your backyard, if you're out west, is, man, do you believe how much rain we're getting? And maybe we ought to step underneath this awning as it is smashing against the house. Because really, in San Francisco, that's what it was like. 4 inches, 5 inches, and in the hills, up to 10 inches. In a state that has the worst drought going on in these United States, it's a welcome sight, but it's pretty wild to see that driving sideways rain. You know what I'm talking about. I bet all of you have experienced that once or twice. You can't put your umbrella up. You can't see anything. It's just nasty. In fact, so nasty that they kept kids home from schools in some of the areas, afraid that it'd be too tough to drop them off, too treacherous for the school buses. So it was a rain day. Wow, the miracle of rain. You get to stay home and watch cartoons and play games all day long. Speaking of playing games, Dick Cheney, the former VP, says that's exactly what the Senate Intelligence Committee did by releasing the report that talked about the CIA interrogation techniques. The former VP has been all over the tube lately, saying that it was full of crap and a terrible piece of work, and it was deeply flawed. You gotta like Dick Cheney. He pulls no punches, that's for sure, whatever his opinion is. It's a 500-page summary that was released on Tuesday. The 6,000 pages, the whole thing was practically, big chunks of it, redacted. I think the biggest concern for the people in D.C., among other things, is what the reaction would be, and how about the lives of Americans who are serving overseas. So the Marines have been on high alert since Monday. So far, nothing. Thank goodness. All as a result from the Senate Intelligence Committee releasing the report, the report that claims the tactics were not effective and the spy agency pretty much lied, or let's not use the word lied, they gave inaccurate information about it to Congress and the White House. And Senator Dianne Feinstein, the head of the intelligence panel who ordered the release of the report, alleged that the techniques in some cases amounted to torture. So moving forward, this is not what happens now. It hasn't happened since Obama took over the office of president a couple days into it, when all of the stories were coming out about what was happening at these secret houses. There was his first executive action, which was no more enhanced interrogation techniques. So we've known about this for years, since the beginning of the Obama reign, if you will. What's going to happen with the government? Is it going to shut down or stay open, stay funded? Spending bill in massive trouble. Nancy Pelosi demanding some changes, conservatives saying, hey, they're not going to back it either. Enough conservatives that John Boehner can't have enough beer summits or golf games to make up for it, most likely. So somebody's going to have to turn over. Pelosi hasn't really been specific about what she was thinking as far as what had to happen, what the demands were, until late Tuesday. And one of the things that she wanted was campaign finance be taken out, and also a financial regulation. It has to do with the swaps that killed us in 2008. And with the campaign money, it flew up the amount of campaign money for individuals, you know, and other groups. So that led to Pelosi saying, yeah, no way. That cuts out the middle class, and this is, again, another problem. there are Republicans as well who say they're not going to do it. They're opposed to the bill. And part of the reason they're opposed to the bill is because this was the last stand on immigration. And by not funding the Department of Homeland Security, then that executive action wouldn't be able to be carried out that the president threw out a week ago that would help millions of illegal immigrants. So this is kind of a stalemate. It's tough to really gauge which way this is going to go. Will we see some trade-offs behind the scenes? That's exactly what's happening. Because you realize that, right? It's one big grab bag. When you propose a bill, when you're funding things, when you're going through budget processes, when you're doing committee hearings, all of it is the fine art of negotiating between the Republicans, the Democrats, within their own parties, committee chairs, etc. That's how we roll in the United States. I mean, that's what it is when you've got both chambers. That is what's happening behind the scenes. Boehner's people are counting up votes. Do they have enough votes to make this go through the House? Or is this going to continue into the weekend, nobody goes home, and the government is theoretically shut down? It's not... We know this from before. Partial things happen. But regardless, we'll call it shut down so we don't have to go into the particulars. Shut down. And I think it's kind of iffy. It's like a seesaw right there in the middle. And either it's going to go up or it's going to go down. Because I'm not so sure that the demanded changes are going to happen. And the conservatives, a lot of the conservatives are saying, yeah, I'm not voting for that. I'm not going to do it because I promised I wouldn't, so I'm not going to go there. Sorry, no matter what, you cannot count on my vote. That's a big, big deal. It's a big deal because it means another week of work for all the people that are taking our money and representing us in Washington. I mean, seriously, this is big because the budget's not happening, so now we have the whole conversation that I hate about the faux shutdown, because that's kind of what it is, and it's annoying when there's so many other things that have to happen in this country that aren't, that should be tackled. Immigration should have been tackled a long time ago, and what is immigration reform really, after all? What is it really, really going to look like, right? There's my other big question in all of this. All right, I got to tell you this one. Right at the top, there was an explosion that rocked the U.S. Yemeni military base. You know, that we know from our friend Jeff Atticott, this could be the closest place to hell on earth, Yemen, when you're there. So an Al-Qaeda affiliate says it targeted that base with rockets in retaliation for a U.S. raid on the group's hideout to free an American hostage, which we knew didn't work out over the weekend. And it was a big-time explosion that hit the base on Thursday. Ambulances, of course, went to the site. They saw bodies taken in nearby hospitals. Some of the details we don't know. It's not immediately clear whether any American facility inside the base was hit, and no official confirmation at this point. The base is where American and European military advisors help Yemen battle the country's Al-Qaeda branch through drone strikes and logistical support. So they certainly know where it is. And this, they said this is in direct retaliation for the bungled mission to extract an American hostage over the weekend. And they did this on their official Twitter account, by the way, Al-Qaeda. 140 characters, scary, scary stuff. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation and beyond our borders as well. Remember, you can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff, and just send us an email, frankly. Be part of the crowd. Go to americatonight.net. On that note, it is one of my favorite things that we do each week here on ATN. It's called Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo. Bingo! Nathan Reeder, how are you?
I'm great.
You never say you're not great. I like that about you. I think your glasses half full person, or at least you try to be.
I try to be.
Yeah, I try to be, too.
Nope.
It's not always easy.
Nope.
When you're the cockeyed optimist, let's put it that way. But it's a good thing. All right, we have some good ones for you, Nathan,
yep,
this time around. How about this story about the Harvard professor who says he's sorry over a viral $4 feud with a Chinese restaurant? Yes, it's true. This is what happened. He was being kind of a jerk to the owner of a Boston Chinese restaurant, Ben Eidelman, who teaches a class in negotiations, organizations, and markets in the unit of Harvard Business School,
yep,
issued that apology to Ron Duran after reading his own emails. They went back and forth. Eidelman was so incensed when his takeout order from Szechuan Garden Restaurant in Brookline cost $57.35 instead of $53.35 because of an outdated online menu that he engaged in this crazy campaign of complaints and threats against the restaurant, against Duan. He demanded to be refunded triple the $4. Then he warned he would go after him in court. So, I guess he went a little overboard on his website. He finally came back and apologized and said, having reflected on his interaction, including what he said and how he said it, it's clear that he was very much out of line. This went on all day long.
I saw something about it on Facebook feeds, but I haven't been delving into a lot of those lately. And I'm kind of okay with that. I'm already go, let's just shred it because it's pretty ridiculous, save for the fact that it is bingo because, hey, you do anything to kind of irritate your community, well, the whole world can know in less than a second. So
that's true.
Don't be a jerk, guys and girls.
Yeah, don't be a jerk because it's very easy to get caught in that web. All right, here's a different kind of story. There's something that's been circulating about a Walmart cashier who dug into her own pocket for money to pick up the grocery tab for an older man, an elderly man, who couldn't afford his food. Jenny Carpin, who's an employee in the New York store, a big giant store, was checking out customers when he entered the lane and he was getting groceries. It was food and it was some of it was for his pet. When she, you know, finished ringing everything up, she turned to him and he handed her some money and he said, "Is this enough?" And of course it wasn't. And he was trying to take stuff back. And before he could take it back, she said, and here's what he said. He said he could remove stuff from his bags. And she said she felt bad. She didn't want to go home hungry. She could tell. So she took $40 from her own pocket, handed it to him. He used it as the payment, and that was that.
Have you ever done that before, Kate?
I have done that. Have you ever done that?
Yeah. In fact, I think it was kind of might have been a contributing factor to why I was fired from that coffee shop job. But, yeah, some people just need it, and, you know, it's money, it goes so quick. It goes
so
quick.
It does.
You know, you're going to have to be back at work the next day anyway, so pass it around. Pass it around.
I agree. There's something about giving, and it doesn't matter how much it is. It's not about the much. It's about the intent. And even this cashier, people saw it, were realizing it, and I think he said something to someone, not trying to make it a big story. So she wasn't trying to make it a big story. Somebody made it a big story when they found out about it because they thought it was cool. So good for her, too. It wasn't like she was trying to tell the world, hey, look at me, I did this. But if people would do pass on little random acts of kindness like that, I mean, I think it would be, it would just make the world a better place, man. Come on.
Bingo.
Yeah, bingo. Bingo. All right, you're going to love this one. Miracle, let's see. 67-year-old man was found after being adrift. I like that word. I was adrift for 12 days off of Hawaii. So he was boating and he lost his way. He was, you know, did this whole Mayday call thing. It didn't happen. His name's Ron Ingram. He was dehydrated when the Navy ship reached him. And of course, weak and hungry. He was on a 25-foot boat and he was on a cutter that was headed to the island of Molokai when he got lost. So I guess he was in danger of sinking eventually, and they found him, which is really cool. I mean, they have the Maydays. They know that he's been doing this since December 1st, and they finally found him. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go
to be adrift.
Yeah.
Fruits and nuts, yeah. You know, when you get on boats, you have to be careful. I think people don't realize that. There's certain water safety things where you think it's no big deal, but if you don't have the right tools with you and you don't have any safety knowledge, it can be dangerous. That's my lecture.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously. I mean, I'm surprised at some of the things I read, because that's what I think. I think people assume, okay, listen, I turn the key, or I'm renting this boat or whatever, and especially in these smaller boats, I think it's scary that they think they can survive it, but boy, it's not that way. All right, how about this one? Here we go. This one is a good one. You like this one. Well, I don't know that you'll like it, but it just goes to show you anybody can win the lottery. There's a big story going around, and it's true. A convicted sex offender won a $3 million scratch-off prize. He was arrested for stealing 20,000 food stamps from an Ocala insurance company where he worked as a guard. According to the Florida Department of Corrections, he served 3 months in prison in 96. He did a second stint from 2003 to 2006. And they said, this is interesting, because you know how they always want to prop people up who win the lottery? Well, he played the Super Million scratch-off game, I guess. It's like $20 a ticket. And he got the lump sum payment. It was $2,291,000, something like that. But when they found out about his background, they quickly took down the photo of him from their website, because there's no laws in Florida that would prohibit registered sex predators from collecting winnings in the Florida lottery. Can't withhold money based on someone's criminal record. But isn't it, see how they were so quick, they got it, boom, let's hear another winner, got to get them up. And it just goes to show you anybody can win, Nathan.
Yep. Hey, what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm just telling you, anybody can win. Anybody can win. So doesn't that figure, I mean, the food stamps thing, the other stuff, and then he wins, that's a huge win. Over $2 million? Are you kidding me?
Maybe he was really nice to someone in jail.
Could have turned over a new leaf.
Yep.
I mean, here's the thing. You know what I try to practice, and all of you listening are laugh at this, because I guarantee every single one of you fall into this rabbit hole, and we all do, where you have, there's just ways you were raised or grew up, and you have certain assumptions. And so many times, your assumptions are completely wrong.
Correct.
Yeah, completely wrong. I mean, you think you've nailed it, but, or the person, it seems, it's like those first impressions, and you're so, so wrong. So the assumption thing, who knows? Who knows what the scoop is in that? But I'm going to say bingo, because, hey, it's the lottery. You win it, you win it.
Isn't that exactly what bingo is?
Right, it's the lottery, baby.
Yep.
Coolio. All right, coming up on America Tonight, a couple of great conversations. One, over the EPA rules and what electricity could cost us, I hope not, in the future. Like Germany, they're drowning and the people are burning wood because they can't afford electricity. We're going to do that with Kathleen Hartnett White coming up next on America Tonight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meat, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And what's happening with the EPA lately? You know, we talked about this last week. Now we have this sweeping EPA's proposed clean power plan, right? Some states are going to have to change their laws just to come up to snuff, to comply, if you will, with these new mandates. Kathleen Harnett White, you just heard her there, of the Armstrong Center for the Energy and the Environment at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. I knew I could say that on three cups of coffee. Is with us now from our virtual green room. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm just fine. Hello to everyone this evening.
So people are trying to make sense of this. What does it mean? Just give us the overall view, if you will, with what this clean power plan means from the EPA.
I will, and I would just add at the beginning, in a nutshell, these very complex EPA rules are so hard to summarize. 1,000 pages of rule text and technical documents, and it takes actually, and it has in this case, months for those of us like me, which is probably a small group that tries to really understand, go through the details. And this is, I'd say at the outset, first of all, the most far-reaching EPA rule in the 40 years of its life under the Federal Clean Air Act. And whether you hate this rule or whether you love this rule, it is far more sweeping than any EPA rule, for the reason that EPA's charter, as generally understood over the last 40 years, is is it can regulate pollutants listed in the Clean Air Act and impose restrictions on physical sources of that, those pollutants, the individual power plant, the individual refinery, something like that. But in this rule, EPA, to reduce carbon dioxide, which is not, appears nowhere in the Clean Air Act, but to reduce carbon dioxide, instead of going to the individual power plants and mandating technology that is available, maybe expensive, but it's available, instead of doing that, EPA is looking at the entire system of electric generation in each of the 50 states in our country. And their goal is to reduce carbon dioxide from the entire electric power sector by 30% by 2020. At the outset, I might say, if you plug that 20% of carbon dioxide into the official science of global warming, the result is you get a, and then you have to listen to this, and this is why these rules are so frustrating, because they get technical so quick. But the result, the benefit would be to reduce predicted warming in 2020 by 0.018 degrees Celsius. And that's called immeasurable. That's called so small you can't even. So their goal to reduce by 30% has no real significant benefit. But what they assign to each state very different federal standards the state must meet as their limit on CO2 emissions from their entire electric power sector. Some states have a very heavy one. There's a few states that have very, very light ones, even non-existent ones. But in many states, the law generally envisions almost no coal because the standard, just as far as existing technology, almost no coal whatsoever, and a shift from the predominant source of electricity from natural gas, like 70%. I'll speak of Texas. We're about 37%, 38% from natural gas now. It would suggest we can go to 75% in a few years. And that's not like switching from apples to oranges for your favorite fruit. The technical changes in all the transmission lines and the whole infrastructure of the electric sector is implicated. And then in many states, it assumes a massive increase in renewable generation from wind or solar. In Texas, it assumes a 150% increase on what we have right now. And Texas right now has more wind generating facilities than any other state in the country. And if we were a country, we'd be fifth. So it imagines sweeping changes. And there are jillions of studies about cost and all of that. And it's, you know, they all begin with different assumptions, but I think it's important that, and I mean individuals, not just state governments and the U.S. Congress and all that, but really look to what has occurred in countries most like ours in Europe. And the examples I would use are England and Germany. They are Germany's about 10 years ahead of us on these sweeping changes, these abrupt shifts from natural gas or coal to renewables. England's just a little bit farther behind Germany. But Germany's electric rates for homes, for individuals, are three times higher than ours. Three times higher. And I'll reference, there was testimony within the last week in the U.S. Senate from an economist in England, and he reported, and you can Google this kind of information. You don't have to, you know, stay up all night reading a jillion pages of mind-numbing technical docs. But he testified that at this point in Germany, 800,000 homes no longer have electricity because they can't afford it, and they're burning wood for heat and for cooking fuel. So this is a sweeping rule, in my opinion, far outside the really legal authority EPA has under the Federal Clean Air Act. and it doesn't have any real benefit for the problem it's addressing. Predicted global warming, but it's also playing. This was an important. This rule that this rule had been proposed was a key factor in a internationally recognized news item within the last month that Obama had forged a deal on climate change with China.
Right.
And that we, the United States, were willing to commit to binding reductions. And not just this rule, but Obama went on 25% more than what this rule does. And that was the U.S. part of the deal. And China said they'll think about it in 15 years. So it's very, very wild. But some of the most aggressive actions, far-ranging actions in our country that we've ever had on this. And it's hard to digest. There are thousands of comments that have been filed with the EPA.
Oh, yeah. And that's all you can do, right, Kathleen? I mean, at this point, that's all you can do is file the comments, and the hope is to bury them in the comments and something happens. There's a shift, maybe.
Well, who knows what the future will bring with the new Congress and all of that. But, there's a good story that's hidden in all this because this country has actually reduced our CO2 emissions, if you think they're a problem, at a faster rate than these European countries. Because when you put more and more renewables on the grid, you have to back them up. Renewables are intermittent. You don't know what time, the wind speeds or the amount of sun, whether you have cloud cover or you don't. It's all very iffy. And those England and Germany have had to actually subsidize natural gas and coal plants to come back online just to keep the lights on. So it's really a kind of climate craziness. It's something that an individual should be aware of, because not just the impact on industry, which is huge, but just to imagine living
individually.
Prices three times higher, and also how that might affect small businesses, big businesses across the country.
Yeah, and why Texas? Why did Texas get slammed so hard and gets called out on this?
That's kind of an easy answer. We do by far have the largest CO2 emissions from our power plant and our heavy industry, but. We also have the most wind, and all the reason is because the size of our economy. We provide 25% of the transportation fuels across the country. Our related chemical industries and all of that, which use all kinds of electricity. Our state consumes far more power in our industrial sector than in our household sector, because we're so big. We send products across the world and across this country because of that. But we actually have EPA has all these obscure categories, what they call carbon intensity. That's the rate of carbon dioxide that's associated with our production of electricity. But our rate is actually lower than 32 other states. But we're so big.
Right.
So big that, in Texas, we might say that's not fair because we provide products and fuels across the country that otherwise the state
wouldn't be there. Yeah. No kidding. Wow. Fascinating stuff. I knew some of what we were talking about there, because this, of course, has been dissected now for a while since the beginning of the summer. But the Germany, wow, that's just shocking. Three times higher. Crazy. Great information. Kathleen Hartnett White, thanks so much. Armstrong Center for Energy and the Environment at the Texas Public Policy Foundation. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you going to love this next guest? I know I will, because he is a huge supporter of the Electoral College reform. Thank you very much. And he's worked with Support Popular Vote. You know, that's huge with me. Rich Rubino is a political consultant, commentator, author, and I'm sure a whole bunch of other things, too. He's got the political Bible of humorous quotations out from American Politics and a few other books, too. Hey, thanks for popping on America Tonight, Rich. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So, I mean, to me, the Electoral College, what a way to stack the deck, eh?
Well, it's great if you live in about 10 states. If you live in the rest of the country, you're just kind of on the electoral sidelines watching as candidates try to propitiate voters in Ohio, Iowa, New Hampshire, and a few other states that just happen to be showdown states.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know, you can argue that presidents are sort of picked because you just named those states versus what you can do locally and statewise with these midterm elections and et cetera. So I think it's ridiculous. I'm on the same page as you. Sign me up. Where do I get one of those placards? I'll march with you.
It's actually what the book that I had written about was about actually John Koza, who's a professor in California, came up with an idea. It's called the National Popular Vote Plan. And essentially, each state will award their electoral votes that agrees to this interstate compact. No state would unilaterally disarm, but each state would agree to award their electoral votes to whoever wins the national popular vote. And then once you get to enough states that make the requisite 270 electoral votes, then it would kick in. What a lot of people don't understand is that at the Constitutional Convention, they did not give state that the state had to award their electoral votes to the person who wins their state. They gave them plenary authority to award their electoral votes to whoever they want for essentially whatever reason. The states have that autonomy. So it doesn't need a constitutional amendment. Each state can agree to award their electoral votes to the person who wins the national popular vote. Maine and Nebraska, for example, award the two at-large, whoever wins the state gets two at-large votes, but they then do the rest by congressional district. So the states really can do it any way they want.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Let's jump to the humor. I'm all about the humor. And I saw your book, and your book had some great stuff. And one of the things you talk about is a House Speaker who jumped on his House colleagues by saying, what?
he said they never speak without subtracting from the sum of human knowledge. And that was, which I think a lot of people would say today as well, that was House Speaker Thomas Reed. He was known as Czar Reed from Maine in the late 1890s. And another interesting, he was also back then, this was before they had primaries, so as a result of that, at the conventions where they decided who would be the nominee, and at one point they asked Reed, they said, will you be the Republican nominee? And Reed said, well, it's a possibility. He said, my party's done worse, and they probably will this time as well.
when you did the research for this, was there one politician that really stood out as falling into those sort of malpropisms or just funny statements?
Yes, it's interesting. He's actually still involved in politics, and he's 87 years old. He just ran in a runoff election. They have a jungle primary in Louisiana. If you don't get 50% of the vote, then essentially the top two candidates run again, and that's the inimitable Edwin Edwards from Louisiana. He was governor of Louisiana. He's actually been in jail. He recently married a girl in her 20s, and he just had some really great witty quotes. Specifically, when he ran in 1983 against David Tren. The two actually became friends later in life. But it's interesting because during that debate, his opponent once asked him, he said, well, how come you talk out of both sides of your mouth? And Edwards looked at him in deadpan, so people like you with only a half a brain can understand me. He had one other one in that debate too. He said my opponent's so dumb, he said it takes him an hour and a half to watch 60 minutes.
That's good. I like that. If you jump to Edwards, I got to look up more of his stuff. That's funny. One of the things that I also saw was this so famous, a howdy doody looking Nimrod.
Oh, yes. That was actually Marion Barry, who, by the way, and if you actually see him say this, it's actually even more funny because Barry is not the Marion Barry that recently passed away, that was the mayor of Washington, D.C., although he had some great quotes as well. But this is Marion Barry, who from Arkansas, and he had a very, very deep Southern accent, probably the deepest Southern accent of anyone in Congress, and it's very hard to understand him sometimes. And he was speaking about Adam Putnam, who was a Republican from Florida, who was 30 years old at the time, and no disrespect to him personally, but well, he did have red hair, and he did fit the description. So Putnam had got up and criticized the Blue Dogs, the conservative Democrats' budget. So Barry got up and said in his very Southern, very distinguished Southern accent, he said, now I'm not going to listen to any howdy-doody-looking Nimrod. And he said that right on the House floor.
I like that accent, by the way.
Thank you very much. That's my imitation of it. Southern. If you Google Adam Putnam, and you'll see his picture will come up, and then you Google howdy-doody, and you put them both together, you do see somewhat of a similitude in them.
I love that. How about being a Republican in some choppy waters in Massachusetts? We can answer this question, right? Being a conservative in Massachusetts is like being a cattle rancher at a vegetarian convention. Bingo. And
yes.
Was that who I think it is, the Republican governor?
Yes, it was, and that's an interesting one. That was actually Mitt Romney, because It's interesting. This was one of perhaps the only time I can think of in history when a politician actually, he didn't say this in Massachusetts, but mind you, he said this when he was, Romney got elected in 2002 as a very moderate Republican. His first 2 years he governed as a moderate Republican. His second 2 years as he began his president, essentially he was became chairman of the Republican Gubernatorial Association, which took him out of state campaigning for governors and collecting IOUs for his eventual presidential nomination. One of the biggest criticisms that Republicans would have, well, if he got elected in Massachusetts, so how can he get elected in Massachusetts? So he said essentially he would go around the country and he'd make that joke and he'd say, well, you know, being a Republican in Massachusetts is like being a cattle rancher at a vegetarian convention. And this actually offended a lot of people in Massachusetts because they said, well, you know, we elected him and now we have our governor going around the country essentially making fun of us in this to a certain degree. His second 2 years he really moved to the right, and as a result he left office with a 37% job approval rating, but that was part of it. He was seen as almost taking advantage of the people who had elected him, and as a result it actually increased his popularity with conservatives around the country, but certainly not with Massachusetts. And I don't think he could have been reelected. And as a matter of fact, his lieutenant governor, who ran in 2006, Terry Healey, to succeed him, only garnered 35% of the vote.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's funny, too, because when he was running on the Republican side for president, you know, last time around, they tried to lighten him up, and sometimes he would say some pretty funny things, but they were always linking Mitt Romney to Massachusetts. And it's like, well, you know, look what I did with health care in Massachusetts. And it's pretty interesting, you're right, that the people in Massachusetts, especially, who are not short on opinions, would be upset over what Mitt Romney had to say. Of everything that you... Go ahead, about Mitt Romney.
I'll just say it's funny too, because when he came into office, he was extremely popular. As a matter of fact, there was a poll at one point when he came in that showed him at 75%, and this is right at the end of the tail end of his Olympic, when he ran the Salt Lake City Olympics, and Jane Swift, the current governor, was at 12%. That just shows how popular Romney was at one point in the state.
Yeah, no kidding. Who do you think, you know, you mentioned Edwards, but besides Edwards, what about female-wise? Did you have any funny things from females or no?
No, I limited my book only to males.
No funny women, no.
No, I made that. That was the prerequisite when I was writing the book. As a matter of fact, I think actually Lady Bird Johnson was actually somewhat funny because, you know, Lyndon Johnson, and she knew it, was prone to having many affairs. Mm-hmm. And at one point, she said they actually asked her this when they were doing a TV movie about the Johnson. This was well after Lyndon Baines Johnson had died, and she said Lyndon just loved people, and half the population of these people were women. So that's kind of how she justified it. Of course, Lyndon Johnson himself was extremely funny, but I think that Lady Bird, that was perhaps her one funny quote, but there are two or three women that are in the book as well.
Yeah, how about Clinton? Did Clinton make the book?
Oh, yes.
He did.
Yes, Bill Clinton did. He had a very interesting quote, actually, in 1991, when he was governor of Arkansas, and thinking, contemplating a presidential bid. They asked him, this was right around the time of the Gulf War, and they asked his opinion on after they, remember there was a vote to authorize President Bush to use force in the Gulf War, and it was very close, it was, I think, 52-47. And they asked Clinton what his opinion was, and he said, I agree with what the arguments the minority made, but I probably would have voted with the majority.
Nice.
Talking about, you know, taking a firm stand there, I thought.
Yeah, very funny stuff. Rich Rubino, I love when we can look at the lighter side, the underbelly of politics, and it's the political Bible of humorous quotations from American politics. Get it on Amazon.com. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me on.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough runoff to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.